You are listening to Faith Wood, a clinical hypnotherapist with Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited. This recording is being designed to help you get over a relationship. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle, for its hypnotic qualities may just put you to sleep behind the wheel, and that is never a good thing. Always listen to our audio recordings while lying down, safe and secure, or resting in a reclining chair, where you will not be disturbed. If ever you want to see what other offerings we have, you can visit us on the web at www.imind.ca. So to begin, I'd like you to just find yourself a nice quiet place. You won't be disturbed. This audio recording is going to help you come to terms with the end of the particular relationship you have in mind. And it will enable you to move on, emotionally at least, feeling fresh and open to loving again. We know that when a relationship ends, even when you know it has to, it can be difficult to manage those emotions for the first while. And that old cliche that time is the greatest healer is absolutely true, but sometimes it just seems to take much longer than we think it should. We're going to give you a helping hand in putting that relationship into the past as far as your emotions are concerned anyway. And it doesn't mean you'll actually forget about what was good about the relationship if you don't want to. I mean, let's face it, just about all relationships have happy elements to them, at least in the beginning. Following this deeply relaxing session, you'll notice that the relationship will start to take up less time and space in your head, and you'll expend less emotional energy worrying and distressing yourself about it. So let's just do a little preparation, shall we? You'll remember that there have been times in your life when you were doing things that felt extremely important at the time. You might have been revising, reviewing for a test or exam, starting something new, meeting someone for the first time, or sort of occasion at the time you felt like was a big thing. And now it feels like it's just behind you. So as a kind of practice for getting the feeling of the past being in the past, I want you to take a few seconds now to review something from a long time ago that felt like a big deal at the time, but seems pretty insignificant right now. Just think about it now, if you will. That is the kind of thinking you'll be doing and able to do and develop about this relationship you're going to put in the past. And you'll find you can actually practice getting that much detached feeling on a regular and daily basis. Before you start to experience yourself feeling deeply relaxed, I'd just like to mention one more important aspect. Often people think that the latest relationship was somehow meant to be, or it was the only one, and no one else will ever fill those shoes. These feelings can lead you to feel like you can never have another relationship as good or intense in the future. I want you to know these thoughts are merely an illusion. There are literally millions of potential partners out there, hundreds of thousands of which would meet your needs. It's only the emotions you're feeling at the moment that lead to the sort of thoughts that you're having. They're not true. So please don't be fooled by the feeling that there's only one person for you. It's so easy to get that idea. There will be many, many opportunities for you in the future, whether you believe me or not. The fact remains. So right now, you can settle yourself in a nice, comfortable way and allow yourself to begin to appreciate the possibility that you can relax deeply and calmly and just let the eyes gently close as relaxation starts to drift all around you and laps gently through your muscles, a wonderful kind of release that your body can take and your mind can vacation away from the usual thoughts and feelings, allowing those emotions to get more distant as you breathe and relax through time and begin to feel the air around the skin and start to feel very, very relaxed. Take a deep breath all the way in and all the way out. That's it. All the way in and all the way out. That's it. And one more time, all the way in and all the way out. That's it. I'm gonna count from three down to one. When I get to one, I want you to imagine yourself, your neck particularly, growing loose and lazy like a rubber band. 3, 2, 1. Let your neck go loose like a rubber band. Let your eyes close, resting nice and heavy, nice and lazy, listening to the sound of my voice. Let every muscle, every nerve, every cell in your body rest. That's it. Imagine yourself, place yourself at the top of a long stairwell as I count from 10 all the way down to 1. With each number that I say, imagine yourself moving down the stairs. With each step, just feeling your body getting lazier and lazier, heavier and heavier, relaxing more and more with the sound of my voice. Let all the other sounds and thoughts fade away in the distance. Focus only on the sound of my voice. Let's begin. 10. Loose and lazy. 9. Down the stairs we go. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. With each step you take, letting time and space fade away, less important. 8. 7. 6. Your body getting heavier and heavier. Lazier and lazier. 5. Focus on the sound of my voice. 4. That's it. 3. 2. And 1. Deeply, deeply relaxed. Listening to the sound of my voice and remembering some of those good old times. Still there. And of course, any of the good old times are still there. From anything you've experienced, and that's just fine. But the real thing your mind needs to learn and really learn is the good feelings from good times actually come from inside you. And therefore, they'll be there again in the future, in different types of times with different people. That's it. And you know that actually a very deep part of you can now start to feel very soothed. Reassured in such a comforting way as a part of you notices you can continue to relax deeper and deeper down as you listen to the sound of my voice with every breath you take and every sound that you hear as if the surface of your body were becoming calm like water, so clear, so calm, so at ease. That's it. Imagining yourself resting at the edge of a beautiful lake just at sunset. That time of night when the air is peaceful and quiet and still. And you look out across the top of the water. And the water is so still. And the water is so motionless. There is hardly a ripple on the water at all. And reflected on the top of the water is the most beautiful image of the setting sun, that orange-red ball in the sky, just getting lower and lower. And as I count from 7 down to 1, that sun is going to touch the tips of the water. And mind and body will be as calm and as still as the water is. 7. And it begins to melt. 6. And time and space have no meaning here. 5. And you become sleepier and drowsier and more comfortable. 4. That's it. That strange, comforting feeling. 3. Drifting and dreaming and floating as the sky gets ever darker. 2. the sun fades beneath the water's edge, and there comes to be a kind of strange, comfortable feeling in knowing that all things pass, and we can benefit from others on our individual paths through life, but that all people move on. And you can look forward to drinking in future benefits of people you haven't even begun to meet yet. And with an unspoken sense of excitement and optimism at future possibilities, whether you know it or not, continue to drift and dream and float, so soothingly in a trance of pure rest and tranquility, beginning perhaps even for the very first time, to review that whole relationship from a totally new and distanced point of view, like watching it from a great, calm distance of space and time, noticing what it's like to view it through a different lens, much further away, with incredible objectivity and a soothing detachment, drifting, dreaming, and floating into a calm, restful state. And you, like everybody, have experienced the flow of time. Many years ago, what now feels like the dim and distant past. The present at that time felt very real. Concerns and interests were current, but now, so unimportant, distant in time. People you knew at the time on a daily basis even felt very relevant then. But that was years ago. And time and associations and experiences move on with your life changing. Things you really worried about at the time you can't even recall now. For time moves on like a fast and slow current of a stream, sometimes flowing over smooth pebbles, sometimes soothing over rocks and underwater river sand, as time moves on. And one day, this time now will feel very distant, like when you're close up to something, seeing only the trees, and then as you move away, the whole wood comes into view with the distance and the perspective of time, seeing the whole picture and having a great detachment on the situation as just part of the overall picture of your life. This very time, right now, as you relax, with one day be exactly a year ago. And how does that feel when this point in your life is a year ago? The feeling of that relationship settling down and into its appropriate place in your life. And it's true that this time will be 10 years ago, and much has changed and moved in 10 years. New, exciting things have happened and are happening, and on the rare occasion that you look back from your future to the relationship in your past and question, notice how it really feels now like a long time ago. Notice the healthy aspects of your life now in the future. Look back from that far distant place in the future at the past relationship and review it objectively, the way a scientist might examine a past curiosity, and really notice what it feels like when it doesn't matter much to you anymore. Really learn and notice that when it now feels so distant, and life is made up of many different aspects and parts, many different focuses, and sometimes we can overfocus for a while in one direction at the expense of things we used to do and enjoy, and it can feel good to focus again on things we do enjoy. Like it's just fitting back into its natural place as just another part of life's overall pattern, down to experience and really beginning to notice the things to look forward to in the future. And each time you listen in this deep, rested, relaxed place, you begin to come to terms with who you are and what you are and your own personal strength. And you begin to start the process of starting to drift back to a world that is fresh and new and full of life, to a world that you control, a world that belongs to you. And as you do so, I want you to imagine you're sitting in the middle of a movie theater. And up on the screen is a still color snapshot of yourself on the screen as you look today, comfortable, a smile on your face. Now imagine that you float out of your body, up into the projection booth where you can see yourself sitting in the seat, but you can also see that still color snapshot of yourself on the screen. Now, I want you to run black and white movie of the good parts of your relationship. From that projection booth, watch and listen to the black and white movie of all the good things that happened in your relationship, all the things you did when you were falling in love, the fun times, the sex, the laughter, from the beginning of the relationship all the way through to the breakup. When you're finished, just stop and freeze the image on the screen. Now bring back the still color snapshot of yourself feeling comfortable and smiling. And let's run that movie again backwards in time until you hear me click like this. All right, there's that color snapshot of yourself. Smiling and comfortable, let's run that black and white movie backwards. All the way backwards in time. Okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again one more time. All the way back in time to the beginning of that relationship, the falling in love, the fun times, the sex, the laughter, from the beginning, all the way back to the beginning. We're running it backwards in time, very, very quickly. Ready? Stop. Leave the booth. Imagine floating back down into the theater and stepping into the screen, into the very end of that movie. And let's run the movie backwards in color, full size, very quickly in about 1.5 seconds, all the way back to before the relationship began. We're going to do it twice, and then you're going to go back to your seat in the theater. Ready? Begin. There we are at the beginning. Let's do it again. From the end to the beginning, now. Now go back to seeing on the screen that still color snapshot of yourself, still comfortable, still smiling. I want you to run the movie this time of the bad parts of your relationship. I'd like you to step into the screen again and run a full-size color movie of all the bad things that ever happened in the relationship, all the most annoying, irritating things, the times she let you down, made you angry, hurt your feelings, lied to you, etc. All right, we're going to do it slow. Remembering all the bad parts now. Stop. Good. Now go back to your seat in the theater and see on the screen that still color snapshot of you smiling and feeling good. Now, aren't you glad you're out of that relationship right now? Aren't you glad she's living somewhere else? I'd like to think of you to begin to think of yourself in the future. Looking back on this relationship, realizing you learned a lot from this experience. In fact, you can look back at it and see that it turned out to be a great blessing in your life, and you have totally and completely forgiven her. You have totally and completely forgiven yourself for any actions, any words, or thoughts that were imperfect. Let me know when you're finished. Good. Think of yourself in the future now, running into her somewhere, and tell me how it feels. Good. I want you to realize that life will begin again, that things will happen and unfold just as they should, that neither can you give love or get love until you love yourself unconditionally and accept yourself unconditionally. Remember the bad parts, remember the good parts too, both irrelevant to you as you relax and go deeper and deeper down Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. Just breathe and forget. Breathe and make irrelevant today and yesterday. The future is bright.